So I want to share with you my small miracle today and why I know that God loves you more than he loves me. Because for different reasons, I was negligent and went to bed late last night and I was tired. And yet, at one point, right around 5-ish this morning, I woke up kind of frustrated because I wanted to sleep. And I went over to my phone to check it, and my phone battery was dead, which means that my alarm was never going to go off this morning, which is why he loves you more than he loves me. And I was also, I'm just kidding, because I really wanted to wake up this morning, because raise your hand if it's your birthday today. Oh my goodness, it's Samantha's birthday today. Samantha's 17 today. So it's a really big day. I've been waiting 2 weeks for this moment, so happy birthday. We open our hearts to lift up Samantha and many prayers for her family. And the readings today, I know you all have school today, so I can't talk long, but Eliezer, there's so much you could say from that. I mean, we thankfully don't have to worry about not eating pork or bacon. We've come past that. Jesus clarified that for us. But just note that example, how devoted he was to even the smallest of God's ways, God's laws. And today, maybe it's not pork or bacon, but I do feel like how easy it would be for people to say, oh, come on, it's just Sunday Mass. Just, you know, just miss one. It's okay. Or watch it on YouTube, and then it'll count, and you won't be in trouble. And Eliezer was like, how far be it from me, God, who's been so good to me. How dare I lead others to consider that that might be okay? And he stands firm at great cost to himself. I do want to share, though, just between both Eliezer and Zacchaeus, not to mention St. Gertrude, you just see those who are willing to die. Both of them. To die to the world, to all that it can offer with its fleeting delights that are always here today but gone tomorrow, unpredictable, not dependable. And they found freedom and great joy of heart and soul in that dying to this world. And holding on to things that last, holding on to God, the life of God. They challenge us to do the same. Contrast Zacchaeus with that poor guy just a few chapters before who was presented with the very same option. He walks up to Jesus, and Jesus invites him to die a little bit to his possessions, and he can't do it. And the rich young man, thinking he'll be happy, holds on to his riches, but he walks away sad. Where both Eliezer and Zacchaeus, it says, were full of joy in their hearts. So we simply ask the Holy Spirit to help us to experience that same kind of joy, not from this world, but a joy that is deeper than this world can offer. Amen. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.